From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. Ronald Wieselberg is an engineer and a vice president at SafetyPay in Miami Beach. It's a tech company that facilitates cross-border online transactions with and within Latin America. Wieselberg is from Rio de Janeiro. He's in touch with South America every day, and he knows why the region's impressive, decade-long economic boom has suddenly gone bust. It's because global prices for commodities like Brazilian soybeans and Venezuelan oil have collapsed like sandcastles on Copacabana Beach.
Brazil has taken a free ride on this commodity boom, and that made Brazil, and especially the government, very complacent.
But Brazil and Latin America have no choice now but to drop their dependence on commodities exports and build the high-tech industries that, from Mexico to Argentina, remain scarce at best. So Wieselberg's family has set up a scholarship fund called JS3 to help students in Brazil pursue mostly STEM-related fields, science, technology, engineering, and math. That sort of educational philanthropy is rare in Latin America, but the Wieselbergs say they're offering it because they know a new generation of Brazilians is eager to run with it.
Any technology fair in Brazil, you see tons and tons of startups by 20-year-olds, and that has been a real game changer in terms of how people perceive themselves as entrepreneurs.
Wieselberg is part of a movement to get Latin America to reimagine its economies. Miami Herald columnist Andres Oppenheimer just published a book whose title carries a warning for the region, Crear o Morir, Innovate or Die. Gabriel Sanchez Zinni agrees. Sanchez heads the education consulting firm Cuepa.com and is the author of another new book on Latin America's tech deficiency titled Educación 3.0.
I don't think that the conversation today in Latin America among political leaders and, frankly, among business leaders include how can we increase or improve competitiveness.
How far behind is Latin America? Consider that Asia accounts for a full third of the world's research and development today. Latin America accounts for less than 3%. So it's not surprising that South Korea alone submits 10 times more patents for new inventions than the entire continent of Latin America does.
When you look at schools in Latin America, we are not producing the workers, the profession that will be able to succeed in a knowledge society. It's about making human capital the center of economic development in Latin America.
The region is finally starting to get that education imperative. The Brazilian government recently launched Science Without Borders. The program hopes to send 100,000 students to universities in the developed world for STEM training. Many of those Brazilians are coming to Florida. The University of Florida in Gainesville has hosted almost 300, more than any other U.S. school. Among them is Lara Nasrallah, an engineering undergraduate. She says a big challenge is changing her country's lame attitude about what she does.
If you're a lawyer or a doctor, people respect you. But if you are an engineer in Brazil, I am a researcher or I am a scientist, you're not that respected.
When asked if that's especially true for women in Brazil, Lara left little doubt.
Yes.
Mexico recently started a program similar to Science Without Borders, and the number of Latin American students doing STEM studies in the U.S. is on the rise. What's more, those students plan to return home for a change. Latin America could finally see brain gain instead of brain drain. Hernane Vieira Neto is a Brazilian PhD student in ecology at UF.
It certainly has all the potential to bring it back to stimulate other people to follow their steps and improve our science programs.
And that potential is good for South Florida, since Brazil is Miami's number one trade partner.
Okay, entiendo.
That's why Ronald Wieselberg also finds donors here for his family's Brazilian scholarship fund.
I'm pestering people.
For a cause that could mean the difference between a century of real development for Latin America or another century of real disappointment. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.